is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. New Hampshire wildlife officials are wrestling with a proposal that would put them in charge of wolf hybrids. Those are wolves that have been bred with domesticated dogs. These sometimes dangerous animals are often abandoned because they can become unmanageable as pets. NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown reports that a population of abandoned wolf dogs prompted this latest look at an animal that falls squarely in the gray area between wild and tame.
Most dogs have many generations of domestication between them and their wild roots. Wolf dogs have just a few.
They have that wildness to them that's just hard to get out of them.
Tanner Brewer manages the state's largest wolf dog sanctuary in Chatham, up on the Maine, New Hampshire border near Conway. He'll tell you that many wolf dogs act just like dogs, whimpering and begging for attention. But they can be huge, some weighing more than 200 pounds, and that wildness sometimes is right on the surface.
We have one wolf dog over here named Rosie that has really taken a liking to me and Matthew, but yet one of the other guys can't even go in the cage. So, and it just goes to show you, you know. I mean, he'd been in there three or four times, and she got his boot one day, you know, just bit his boot.
Brewer, a big guy and an Army vet, works for the New England Wolf Advocacy and Rescue Center, or NEWARC. He says the 69 animals here have all been spayed or neutered and vaccinated, which the law requires. They're kept in large pens with 8-foot chain-link fences. It was a quiet, sunny day when I visited NEWARC, but in reality, there are storm clouds surrounding this refuge. Last fall, a different wolf sanctuary in Alexandria collapsed, prompting a lot of headlines and scrutiny from lawmakers over how these animals are regulated. Basically, right now, they're treated roughly like domestic dogs. They have to be licensed with local authorities. The Department of Agriculture has rules that require wolf hybrid owners to neuter, vaccinate, and keep them in pens with tall fences, but Ag says it has never enforced these rules because it doesn't have the resources to do so.
Good morning, Glenn Normando, Director of Fish and Game.
The Ag Department says it should be up to Fish and Game, which at a recent hearing said it too has money problems.
You know, we don't have the manpower or the money to be going around confirming that somebody's wolf hybrid is neutered or that it to look and see what kind of pens people have for these animals. I mean, that's not what our department does.
Wait, says Fish and Game. These are domestic animals. That's not our deal. And agriculture says, no, no, really, they're wild animals. They should be managed by Fish and Game. And meanwhile, wolf dogs continue to trickle into the state. You can still import wolf hybrids from out of state, and it's illegal to sell them in New Hampshire, but a quick Google search will show you that doesn't mean it's not happening. Refuges like NEWARC and the one in Alexandria exist because when someone's adorable hybrid puppy grows into a 200-pound sofa-shredding wolf dog, it needs a place to go. But these sanctuaries often operate hand-to-mouth, on the fringes of towns. Donald Sullivan is the chief of police in Alexandria, which hosted the refuge that fell apart so publicly last fall.
The owners of that property wound up getting evicted from the land, which left me in a very tough spot of having a massive amount of these wolf hybrids up on the side of the mountain that I knew the owner was not going to be able to properly remove.
It took 16 days to deal with 40 abandoned dogs. Some had to be euthanized, and a few went to the Humane Society, and the rest went to NEWARC.
Hi, babies. Hi, babies. What you
Brewer
doing?
Is part of a crew of three from California who recently took over in Chatham. They cobble things together to make it work financially.
Grants and volunteers and donations.
And it's a pretty rustic site, way up on the side of a ridge.
So when we came here, it was just a melee of tools and stuff that had been left behind, people living in trailers everywhere. And we want to get rid of all that, you know, and be able to make some suitable housing.
The Chatham Sanctuary used to be called the Lokai Clan Wolf Refuge. Its founder, Fred Keating, had run-ins with the USDA, who cracked down on him for charging for tours of the site, which technically made it an illegal zoo. Keating fed the animals roadkill and whatever other meat he could rustle up. The refuge's board of directors eventually kicked him out, saying the animals weren't getting proper veterinary care. When Brewer and the others arrived last fall, they found a pile of animal carcasses on the property, years old and including some of the wolf dogs.
This was a boneyard down here that we cleared out and made pens, but every animal had two bullet holes in the head, so that leads you to believe that the animals were still alive when they were brought here.
Now they're building new enclosures, getting the animals on site vaccinated and neutered, and trying to attract new resources. And they hope to do that by employing veterans. According to Matt Simmons, the co-founder of the California refuge that took over in Chatham, it's a model that has worked out west. Simmons is writing grants and trying to start a program called Wolves and Warriors. It works through the VA to hire traumatized veterans to care for rescued wolf dogs.
They'll be able to live at the facility free of charge. They will also get paid while they are there. We will bus them back and forth for medical appointments, and we will give them a chance to heal clean and sober and outside the brick and mortar of the VA hospital.
Meanwhile, a fix for the oversight of wolf dogs in New Hampshire appears to be hung up in the politics of how to enforce the law. Though Simmons thinks simply levying the $1,000 fine for infractions might not be enough.
Some of these animals fetch a price of $10,000 per puppy. When you have eight pups in a litter, why would you care? That's just the cost of doing business.
And while wolf dogs can be difficult pets to own, some people still continue to want to take on that challenge. Ellen Finnessy from Ackworth shared her story with lawmakers.
The family of a friend of our son's when he was about five had a wolf hybrid named Rosie. She was the sweetest thing in the world. She wagged her tail. She was just like a dog.
The bill tweaking the New Hampshire rules is already through the Senate and will be up for a vote in the House in the coming weeks. Whatever lawmakers decide, there are 69 wolf dogs on the Maine New Hampshire border where they'll live out their lives.
You know, it's our responsibility. We made them this way. So they have a right to live just like anything else, you know. And as long as there's places that are available like Newark, then it makes no sense to even think about putting them down.
So for now, they'll be there for wolf dog owners who find they've bitten off a little more than they can chew.
Wolf mother, where you been?
For Word of Mouth, I'm Sam Evans Brown. So
thank you so much for joining us today. If you do like what you heard, there is much more at wordofmouthradio.org. You can also follow us or send us your feedback or share your ideas for the program on Facebook and on Twitter. In today's connected world, the most fascinating stories travel by word of mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. Join us for more of them tomorrow at 2 on New Hampshire Public Radio. Shapeshifter.